Good morning, everyone. So the topic of today's shiur is going to be a very common question that comes up in Hilchos Shabbos. And the shaila is, if you are in the middle of taking medicine from something that occurred before Shabbos, you weren't feeling well before Shabbos, and you already started the process of taking the medicine prior to Shabbos, are you allowed to take medicine on Shabbos if you're not starting the process but merely continuing the process on Shabbos? That's the question, and we know that there's an Isser Midrabbanan of Refuah on Shabbos, which means that you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos if you're not feeling well. And the Gemara says that this is based on Gzeira Shema Yishchek Samonim, that one of the Lamedes Melachos on Shabbos is Toichin, to grind something. And in the times of Chazal, the way they used to make medicine was by grinding different ingredients together, different herbs together, to fashion a medicine. Therefore, we don't let you take refuas on Shabbos. We don't let you take any form of medicine on Shabbos, even if you are not going to violate Toichin, based on this gzeira of Shema Yishchek Samon, that you might come to violate the Isser of Toichin. That's the Isser of Refuah on Shabbos. Now, we should point out at the get-go that La Halacha, we don't have an Isser Refuah when it comes to a Chayla She'ein Bei Sakana, that's Nofel Mishkov. If you have a Chayla, if you have someone who is not well, who's bedridden, he's bedridden, or he's sick enough that he would be bedridden, even if he practically is not in bed the whole Shabbos, the Halacha is that there is no Isser Refuah when it comes to such a person. Even if he's not a chayla sheyesh bar sakana, there's no sakana to his illness. Nevertheless, if he is a chayla sheyein bar sakana, but he's nafal lemishkov, the halacha is they weren't geyser and they didn't prohibit refuah for such a person on Shabbos. So the entire iser only pertains to a person who has a meichush ba'alma. If let's say a person that has a headache, but it's not a severe migraine, he's not bedridden, so for him there's an iser refuah. The question is, what about a person who already started taking medicine for whatever ailment he has prior to Shabbos? And the question is it mutter on Shabbos? So, the first source that we should point out is the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem. Gemara in Daf Kuf Mem Bar Aleph talks about a person who, in fact, started taking medicine for a chayli prior to Shabbos. He started on Thursday, then he took on Friday morning, and now the question is, can he take on Shabbos? So the Gemara over there is talking about a certain type of refuah that they used to soak in water, some type of potion. And the Gemara says that in that case, it's mutter if you do it with a shinui. If you do it with a shinui, you do it in sinai, and the Gemara says you dip this special potion in cold water instead of the regular form of this potion, which was done by dipping it in warm water. So the Gemara says that if you do it with a shinui, it's mutter. Why? Because if you don't do it on Shabbos, shemo yistakin, you might come to a situation of sakana. That's what the Gemara says. So since by refraining from taking the medicine on Shabbos, you might come to a situation of sakana, we therefore allow you to take the medicine on Shabbos, albeit with a shinui. The Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ran, they ask the obvious question. If in truth it will be a matzav of sakana, then we shouldn't even require a shinui. We shouldn't even require a shinui. It should be mutter straight out to take a refuah on Shabbos. The entire iser of refuah is merely an iser midrabanan. We should be mutter it if he's going to otherwise come to a situation of sakana. So some Rishonim say the Enechanami. It means, kipshuta, that you will come to a situation of a sakana if you neglect to take the medicine on Shabbos. But since you could avoid the sakana situation by employing a shinui, so we tell you, l'chatchila, do it with a shinui. In other words, if the question was either coming to a situation of sakana or going ahead and overtly violating the Issur Midrabbanan Avada, we would, in fact, allow you to violate the Issur Midrabbanan. But over here, you could get away with doing a shinui. Then do the shinui. Do the shinui. And in that way, you have your refuah and avoid the situation of sakana. Other Rishonim, brought down the Ritva, learned that no, it doesn't really mean specifically a sakana situation, where the Gemara says, Shem Yistakin, it means you'll have a relapse. So if you already start taking medicine before Shabbos, and the medicine calls for you to take the medicine for a set of days consecutively, so you're going to have a relapse, you're going to be mitzta'er on Shabbos, and as such, we allow you to take the medicine on Shabbos, because we don't want you to have a relapse. It's going to be a tsar, and therefore we're mekel, but only with a shinui. That's the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Amud Aleph, that if you have a set of days that you're supposed to take medicine on, and you started before Shabbos, so you take on Shabbos, albeit with a shinui, shema yistakin, in order to avoid a sakana situation. Two opinions in the Rishayim, what that means. Does that mean an actual sakana situation? Or does that mean that you're going to have a relapse? That you're going to come to a situation of tsar, but not an actual sakana? That is the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem. Now, in terms of halacha lemaisa, what do we do? This Gemara seems to be very ambiguous. What does this mean? That you're allowed to take a refuah if you're going to have a relapse, according to the second opinion in the Rishayim? And according to the first opinion of the Rishonim, you're not allowed to take a refuah if you're going to, even if you're going to have a relapse. It's only if it's a situation of sakana. So is that in fact the halacha when it comes to refuah on Shabbos when you started the medicine before Shabbos? So there's a fascinating chiddush from Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger holds the entire iser of refuah on Shabbos, taking medicine on Shabbos, only applies if you're starting the process on Shabbos itself. If you're starting to take medicine on Shabbos itself. If you start before Shabbos, there's no Isser of Refuah. And he says, why? Because what's the whole objective of this Gezerah? What were Chazal worried about when they were Gezer Isser Refuah? You might come to grind and prepare the ingredients by violating the Isser of Teichin on Shabbos. Well, if you already started before Shabbos, then this Gezerah doesn't apply. You're not starting the medicine and preparing the medicine on Shabbos. You started the process before Shabbos. If this refuah calls for taking medicine for a consecutive period of days, it's a whole slew of days that you're supposed to take the medicine on. As such, there's no iser of refuah because you're not preparing it on Shabbos because you're not starting the refuah on Shabbos. You started before Shabbos. The entire reason for the gezeirah doesn't apply, and therefore, they never were gezer in such a situation. Chazal never asered refuah in such a situation. That's the chiddush of Rav Shlomo Kluger. He brings a raya from the Gemara in Erevin Daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara says that if you have a retiah that was on your arm, let's say, at the onset of Shabbos, you have a retiah, which means you have a bandage that is trying to heal a wound, that you want to heal the wound with, and it has some type of ointment on the bandage. The halach is, if it falls off on Shabbos, so there's an Isser Midrabanan to return it to your arm on Shabbos. Why? Because of a concern, Shema Yimareach. You might come to violate the Isser of Mimareach by smearing the ointment. So since there's an Isser Midrabanan based on Xera of Mimareach, you're not allowed to return the bandage that has this cream on it to your arm on Shabbos. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara over there. And asks Taisvis, why do we have to be Goyzer, specifically because of Shema Yimareach, that you might come to violate the Isser of Mimareach of smearing the ointment, of smearing the cream that is on the bandage on Shabbos. It should be Usser anyways because of the Isser Refuah. There's an Isser Refuah based on the Gzeira, as we mentioned, Shema Yishrek Samon, you might come to grind herbs on Shabbos, the Isser Teichin. So it should be Usser to return the Retiah, the bandage to your arm on Shabbos, because of this gzeira, the gzeira of refuah. Taisus explains, there's no iser refuah in this case, because since you already had the reti on prior to this situation, it was initially on your arm at the onset of Shabbos, and now it just fell off, so there's no iser of refuah in such a case, because you already started the process. It was already on your arm, and therefore, there is no problem of refuah. The entire iser is only based on the concern that you might come to shmir it on Shabbos. Zokt Rav Shlomo Kluger, you see this distinction in Tosfos. You see that if you already started the process, there's no gzeira of Shema Yishrek Samonim. You're not preparing the ingredients because you already started the process before Shabbos. Therefore, there is no Isser of Refuah if you're supposed to take medicine for a consecutive period of days and you started prior to Shabbos. However, the Peskim are madcha this raya. The Maharsham says it's not a valid raya because there's a very simple distinction that can be drawn between the case of Reb Shlomo Kluger and Tosfos and Eruv. Reb Shlomo Kluger wants to be matter a case of taking medicine on Shabbos when you started before Shabbos, even if you didn't yet take the medicine on Shabbos itself. You just took it on Friday and on Thursday or on Wednesday. Tosfos is talking about a case where you already had the medicine going and working on Shabbos itself. The retia, the bandage with the cream, was on your arm at the beginning of Shabbos, and it fell off on Shabbos. So over there, Tosfos is saying that there's no Isser Refuah. But who said Tosfos would be matter if you didn't have the Refuah going into effect on Shabbos itself? If it was only in effect prior to Shabbos, but not on Shabbos itself, maybe it's not considered a continuation of a previous refuah, and perhaps it would be usher in the case of Reb Shlomo Kluger. And therefore, they're madcha d'raya, and in fact, most Paiskim disagree with Reb Shlomo Kluger. Most Paiskim disagree with Reb Shlomo Kluger, and they say that there's no magic heter of taking a refuah when you start before Shabbos. However, there is a very important distinction that the Paiskim do draw between different forms of medicine that only take effect if you have it taken on consecutive days. And many Paiskim say that if the only way to get a refuah is by taking medicine or by taking pills for 7 days or more, in other words, the refuah calls for you taking it on Shabbos because you need it to be taken for a whole slew of days consecutively, and if you don't take it on one day, you're going to have a relapse. It's not going to be effective. In that case, since the entire refuah can only be effective if you take it on Shabbos, because it calls for at least 7 days to be taken consecutively, many Paiskim are makel in such a case. And they offer several reasons for this. Number one, Reb Moshe has an interesting reason. Reb Moshe is in Erchayim Gimel, Nun Gimel. Reb Moshe says, what's the heter? Because the person has psychological tsar. And if you tell him he can't take medicine, even though the only way the medicine could be effective is if you take it on Shabbos, because it must be taken at least 7 days straight, he's going to have psychological tsar. And that tsar is so potent that it renders him a chayla she'im by sakana. That is, he's not going to be a chayla she'yesh by sakana, but it's going to render him a nafal mishkav, where we don't have an isra refuah. We only have an isra refuah. Someone merely has a mechush ba'alma. Someone has a real chayli, something that makes him bedridden. So there's no isra refuah. We're afraid that if you don't allow him to take the refuah in such a case, it's going to create a situation of nafal mishkav, and therefore, because of the psychological pain, Reb Moshe is mekel, and he says that he can continue to take the medicine on Shabbos if, by not taking it on Shabbos, you're not going to have the iser refuah going into effect. The refuah, the chlal going into effect. That's the sheet of Reb Moshe, that if the refuah calls for the person to take the medicine at least 7 consecutive days, where you inevitably cross the day of Shabbos, it's mutter to take the refuah even on Shabbos. Other Paiskim have a different explanation. The Chazon Ish is even more mekel than Reb Moshe. The Chazon Ish says as follows. If you have a set of days that you're supposed to take the medicine for, a number of days, let's say it's not more than 7 days, and you don't inevitably have to cross Shabbos in order to get the refuah. Still, you don't have to wait till after Shabbos. If you go to the doctor and he says you're supposed to take the medicine for 4 days straight, or 5 days straight, and it's Wednesday, you don't have to wait till after Shabbos to start the refuah. You could already start on Wednesday, and you could continue to take the medicine on Shabbos itself. If the medicine is such that you have to take it for consecutive days in order for it to work, and if you don't take it on Shabbos, you're going to have a relapse. In that case, you could start it as soon as the doctor tells you to start it, and you don't have to wait till after Shabbos to start the process, even if it's not 7 or more days. And the reason is, says the Chazon Ish, according to the explanation of Reb Meir Greinemann, if, in fact, you have this type of refuah, that automatically renders you a chayla she'im by sakana that's nafal mishkov. In other words, if it's that type of refuah that you have to take it for a consecutive period of days, and that period crosses over into Shabbos, that type of chayli is serious enough that we render you a nafal mishkov, and there's no isser of refuah for a nafal mishkov. And therefore, there's no isser refuah in such a case, even if it's not inevitable that you take the refuah on Shabbos, because it's not for more than 7 days straight. Nevertheless, it's mutter to take the medicine on Shabbos. So that's the sheet of the Chazon Ish. Others disagree. If you take a look at the Minchas Asher from Asher Weiss, he holds that the Chazon Ish himself didn't really mean that, and he was being misquoted, and the Chazon Ish means that if you have a regular case of Nofel Mishkov, but afterwards you want to take the medicine, even after you got the refuah, in order so you don't have a relapse, that's what the Chazon Ish is referring to. So it's Machlekes exactly how to learn the Chazon Ish. At any rate, this is a Machlekes HaPoiskim, and there are basically these two opinions when it comes to Halacha L'maisa. Most Poiskim don't accept Reb Shlomo Kluger's psak, that whenever you start before Shabbos, it's mutter. However, when it comes to consecutive days, so many Paiskim go like Rav Moshe, that it's only mutter if you have at least 7 days where you inevitably pass Shabbos in order to get the refuah. And some Paiskim are even more mekel, and they accept this position of the Chazon Ish, at least according to the way Meir Greinman understood the Chazon Ish, that even if it doesn't actually have to pass Shabbos, it's mutter.